You are listening to the Wealth Without Bay Street podcast, a Canadian guide to building dependable wealth. Join your hosts, Richard Canfield and Jason Lowe, as they unlock the secrets to creating financial peace of mind in an uncertain world. Discover the strategies and mindsets to a financial future that you can bank on.
Get our simple 7-step guide to becoming your own banker. It's easy. Head over to 7steps.ca and learn exactly the learning process required for you to implement this amazing strategy into your financial life. That's 7steps.ca.
So just what is the point of having financial health if you don't have your real health? You matter more than all the money that you might make. And we're going to learn all about that today when we talk about the health code. We're going to crack the health code for you, and we're going to have an amazing person help us do that. That's Lisa Brooking. She's here, and she's the CEO of Health Code Medical, Inc. Now, she's revolutionizing the way that we think about our health and how long we can have our health for. She's started her career as a critical care nurse. She's an engaging and amazing leader with a proven track record, and she received in 2015 the Young Woman of the Year Award for the Urilla Business Women's Association. She's a world-ranked distance runner, whole bunch of podium finishes, and she basically kicks butt, and she's going to teach you how to kick butt in your health so that you can have more of it and you can give more to the people you love and you most love to serve. So Lisa, thanks for being on the program today. We're excited to have you.
Thanks, Richard, and thanks for that great introduction.
Yeah, it's okay. It's going to be recorded, so you can use it again the next time you want to get on a podium and you can just play it. It'll be perfect.
Love it.
So tell us a little bit about the genesis of Health Code Medical. What prompted you to go from the career that you had to transitioning into building this business and starting it? And walk us through that journey a little bit and the direction that you're heading as an organization.
Mm-hmm. My career started in sick care, so in acute care at the bedside as a critical care nurse, and evolved through various levels of leadership, both in acute care, specialty care, and primary care. And it certainly gave me a glimpse into what does the care continuum look like across a lifespan? Why are people accessing these services? What is really happening to the health of our community and our nation as a whole? And with that, it certainly instilled a mission in me to say, how can we keep people healthy so that they don't need to depend on the system or to be dependent and reliant on medications and all this reactive-based care? How can we get in front of it and really shift that trajectory, give people agency over their health? And with that, I met an extraordinary gentleman who was also on the same mission. He had a health transformation. He went from 330 pounds at a height of 6'2", and he was building his wealth, but not taking care of his health. And so he did balloon up to that weight, high cholesterol, diabetes, wasn't able to attain life insurance. And he was very much at a crossroads. You know, he could no longer just ignore his health. And with that, he spent over a decade being shuffled between different practitioners, both sides of the border, you know, losing 5 or 10 pounds here and there, but nothing was sticking, nothing was sustainable. And so he became a self-learner in the space and stumbled across functional medicine, which has truly been transformational. Now he's 69 years old. He's the fountain of youth. He is just living life on his terms, and he has wealth on his side. And now he's giving back by creating this clinic and solely funding this clinic for his friends and family, and those who also wish to come to a space to learn more about their health and wellness, and then change that trajectory and live life on your terms.
Oh, amazing. And, you know, before we hit the go button on the recording, you said something to me that really resonated, and I appreciate it. And so, you know, our program, we talk to people about, of course, building and protecting their assets as they grow through life and transitioning where they hold those assets versus, you know, the typical traditional tools that they've been taught over the last, you know, 60 some odd years, and at least in Canada and certainly in the US as well, you know, government sponsored plans and what have you, to taking more agency back, as you indicated, in their financial life and transitioning where they store that wealth into high cash value insurance products, et cetera, and then the utilization of that capital. So just like we teach people around how to transition assets in that way, you mentioned your health as an asset class, and it sounds like Health Code Medical is helping people transition from, as you said, functional medicine, from this what maybe you've been accustomed to for the last, you know, 40, 50 years of your life, et cetera, into mm-hmm. another way of thinking about their health so that they can build that health asset as it goes mm-hmm. forward. Am I on the right track with that?
Absolutely. Health is an asset class. It can't be ignored. And so like any asset class, you need advisors. You have short and long-term goals. So from a financial standpoint, are you looking to buy that first home? Or what are you looking to do financially short and long-term? From a health standpoint, is it family planning? You know, as a female, is it going through menopause? As a male, is it, you know, what are you experiencing? So we are with you for the long haul, and we help you achieve your short and long-term goals through Precision Health. And it's a very detailed process in which we do. And we are a lifetime program with an annual membership. So throughout the years, your goals may change, and then we shift with you. And just like with investments, the longer that you have your investment in a certain place, you know, the more it grows over time. And so our clientele, you know, they're very loyal to us. And because of that, we are delivering value. And so with what we do is we're doing functional medicine, which gets to the root cause. So we're looking at you at the cellular level. We all have the same color blood, but genetically we're made up differently. We're also exposed to different toxins depending on where we live. And so maybe we have more mold in our environment, or we have toxins that we're not even realizing that's in our everyday products. So we're looking for those toxins. We're also seeing, you know, we're often creatures of habit. We eat the same foods every day. Well, maybe we're having developed an allergy for that. I'm not sure about you, but I eat the same thing for breakfast every day. And over time, you can develop an allergy. So it's a little bit of, you know, gut not feeling great. And all of a sudden it comes out with skin issues. And then you have brain fog. So we scan for early detection around cancers, aneurysms, dementia, Alzheimer's. But we're also looking to see, okay, what is going on right now with your health? And so it's a holistic approach. And that's enabling us to then provide a targeted plan moving forward.
It sounds to me like you're really bridging the treatment aspect of health with the technological aspect of scanning and data, and you're bringing those things together in a way that you can customize it very clearly and very specifically to the individual that you're serving. Am I kind of on the right path there?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we have an annual medical, but our annual medical is different than other offerings out there. And what makes us different is we know health is not one size fits all. So we have our standardization. And so we're doing those tests that you would expect in your annual medical. And then we're overlaying personalization. So do you have a family history of cancer? Let's deep dive into all of the most important tests around cancer. We bring in global tests. So we're not just using testing that's available, which comes to mind. We're bringing in blood work from overseas. And so our testing capabilities is unmatched to anything that's available in North America, because we are truly bringing in best in class. We're not signing partnerships with one company saying all of our cardiac testing is just going to be with you. We bring in everybody. And then with that, it's a platform to say, actually for you, Richard, based on your family history and what we're seeing in your genetics, we recommend this test because it's truly going to provide us the most accurate information. And so that personalization piece, and year after year, again, your goal may be, I really want to lose that 30 pounds. Okay, well, let's personalize that annual medical to deep dive into cardiometabolic. Or is it more around hormone health or mood instability? And so what we are doing is a very unique, and it's not for everyone, but people that certainly want to take agency over their health, they see great value in it. The more knowledge we have, the more that we can help uncover that. And then we support you throughout the year. And then that's really where the power happens is, okay, we've uncovered it. We've given you a plan. Now we're here to support you throughout the year. We have a longevity coach, health coach, nutritionist, nursing, physician team, and we're going to be there for you, whether in person or virtual. And then we're tracking those trends over time. We're also empowering our patients through Oura rings and certain continuous glucose monitors so that they can also understand, oh, this food does make my sugars go high, and they're able to test that. And so it is a collaborative process. And, you know, it takes a couple weeks and then you start to feel the changes, and then a couple more weeks and you start to see the changes. And then a couple weeks after that, people start to recognize the changes. And it's exciting. And when individuals start to see that success, that momentum just keeps growing. And then those lifestyle behavioral changes, it's like a muscle. It's a muscle that we're training, and then it becomes habit and part of your routine and your lifestyle, and then defines who you are.
Amazing. And one of the pieces of technology you mentioned there was the Oura Ring. Now, not everyone who's a listener may be familiar with that. I'm familiar. I don't have one, unfortunately, but I guess I would describe it in my rudimentary description would be like a Fitbit on steroids, I guess. And rather than a watch, it's a ring, but maybe you can speak to that a little bit more and some of the things in the data that it tracks that you guys utilize to help you in the ongoing coaching aspect with people who are using your program.
Mm-hmm. Yes. An Oura Ring is one example. Some people also have an Apple Watch. So any type of wearable technology that's tracking your sleep, your steps, your heart rate variability, if you're willing to give us access to that data, that certainly helps the team be able to, be able to help and guide and just recognize, is it reasonable to say walk 10,000 steps a day when the person actually only walks about 500? So, we meet you where you're at, and we're going to help you achieve your goal, and we're going to pivot with you along the way. We recognize the folks that we serve are very busy. Most of them are high-level executives, entrepreneurs. They're on the move. They're eating out. They're flying places. And so how can we help them achieve their goal in a personalized way? So if they're not eating those healthy greens and eating that healthy diet, maybe we need to supplement it with some supplements. And with that, what types of supplements are you actually going to absorb? Because otherwise it's just wasted time and money if it's a supplement that your body is not ultimately going to absorb that capsule. And then secondly, if you're somebody that thinks there's no way, Lisa, I'm going to take 5 vitamins a day, well, we can compound it. And then every month your vitamins show up in a powder form, and it's cool to have a smoothie. So we very much work with our patients to see what will help work for them. And then also make sure we're underlying that purpose. Like, why are you trying to change your health? Is it because you worked so hard to create this company and now it's extraordinary, but you find you're going through these mood instabilities throughout the day? Or, your blood sugar is all over the place, you've gained all this weight, and you're having trouble sitting through meetings, you're having trouble keeping up, and you feel like it's a runaway train. So we know that, your viewership, they're striving for excellence, right? They're trying to make it happen. They're trying to create great wealth, a legacy, and they have pride in what they do. Well, that's fantastic. But if you don't bring your health along for the journey, all of a sudden you're going to be turning your focus on your health and less focus on the business. So you need to have a clear purpose and intention behind taking care of your health. And it looks different for everyone. So it's not just doing those scans to see if you have something brewing, which is great. We want to detect it early to course correct, but it's also ensuring to have the fountain of youth and experience longevity. You have to actually have a plan in place, just as you do financially.
Become your own banker and take back control over your financial life. Hey, is this even possible? You may be asking, can I even do this? Well, you better believe it. In fact, it's easy to get going. So easy that we've put together a free report, 7 Simple Steps to Becoming Your Own Banker. Download it right now. Go to 7steps.ca. That's 7steps.ca. Now let's get back to the episode.
Well, I think that's great. You bring up a number of things. And, again, talking about entrepreneurs, we have a ton of entrepreneurs that listen to our program, of course, and sounds like that is, generally speaking, a lot of the individuals that serve, or at least who tend to seek your services to some degree. And what I find interesting is, so a common thing that my partner Jason and I talk about on here is when it comes to business owners, they're going to exit the business at some point in time. Mm-hmm. It's either going to be by choice or not by their choice. Mm-hmm. And the not by their choice category, usually that's because either, the Grim Reaper comes early, unexpectedly, right? Mm-hmm. So they're no longer with us. Or a health condition takes them out of the game. And so, in the insurance realm, we talk about buy-sell arrangements, protecting partners, and all these kind of aspects that take place there. But there's also a need for, disability coverage, critical illness coverage, and so forth. Well, those are things that you put something in place to mitigate the risk of a future event. Mm-hmm. What you're talking about with your house as an asset and an annual membership is the same idea. I almost view it as a method of insurance where you're mm-hmm. creating a health insurance plan that says, look, if we do this and we actually put the energy and the effort in to get the results we want, we probably won't have to worry about some of those other insurances that we've picked up to protect our family, because we're actually doing the thing that's not only going to allow us to have the appropriate protection, it's actually going to allow us to enjoy and live a long lasting, healthy, enjoyable lifestyle, whether the business is here or not. You know, so I really appreciate that mindset that you've brought into it. You've mentioned a number of things. You mentioned it's a lifetime program. You talked a little about the annual. You're doing testing for a lot of early detection aspects, and you're using global testing. So what I interpret in there, and just correct me if I'm wrong, is that there's certain testing capacity that might exist in other areas, other nations outside of Canada that you're mm-hmm. able to bring in that maybe a typical medical facility just doesn't do. They're either not aware or they're not even allowed to utilize. Am I kind of on the right track there? Expand on that for me.
Exactly. The whole world is trying to solve health problems, whether it's cancer, diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. And so, you know, we need to see this as a global market. And we see healthcare as a global market. And we're seeing, okay, who's doing great things around the world? And how can we harness those tests? Yes, it is in the Canadian system. We have specific vendors, often Life Labs or Dynacare, that the public sector is using. And those are the preferred vendors. And that's their capabilities is within that box. We aren't using those types of individuals. We are using like who is the best in class in this. And we have tests that have been around household names. You can think of like Cleveland Heart Labs and such. And, you know, they've been around for decades. Great, we have that, but we also have new emerging tests that I think is also worth being able to try. And so we marry both the old and the new gen. And same with scans, you know, there's nothing to be said around a full body ultrasound. It's really looking at those health of the arteries. Then we're overlaying new technology such as Shearwave. So it's looking at the health of the vessel, not just scanning to see if there's anything plugging them up, but seeing the health of that carotid vessel to see what does that health look like? Is it really moving that blood up to the brain and back? So it's bringing it one step further. And so with this, we're doing this testing. We're using full body MRI, radiation free. We're doing volumetric scans. So we're looking at the brain. We are big into brain health, and it now is becoming more mainstream, but we've been in brain health for a long time. So we are assessing the health of your brain. It's the one organ you can't transplant. So you got to take good care of it. Processing speed, memory. And then what's great about that annual medical is we've embedded that into it. So you may think, nothing's changed, but then you're actually seeing, we're seeing your processing speed is slowing down a bit. Here's some measures that you can implement right now before it becomes early Alzheimer's, dementia, or cognitive decline. And so that's certainly a road that people don't want to go down because there is no cure at this time. There is a way to course correct it, but it's, we'd rather catch it early when we can course correct. Something like cancer, people often worry about doing early detection because they would rather not know. And I can appreciate that. I had the opportunity to run BC Cancer, and I think we all know somebody who has suffered from cancer in our families. So I can understand the timing is never right and you don't want to know. But the reality is the prevalence of cancer is increasing and it's becoming younger and younger, both on the men and the women's side. So early detection does save lives. And how does it? Well, we detect it at stage 1, stage 2. You can go into the public sector. We are not your family doctor. So we hand that back off to your family doctor, and then you can engage in services in the public sector. Or you could say, I'd like to know what are my options globally. Like, is it MD Anderson, John Hopkins, or is it in Europe somewhere? And so we engage with oncologists that have that international expertise, lenses, and licenses to say, actually, for this stage 2 breast cancer, we are seeing this and giving people options, trials and no trials. So we aren't just uncovering and saying good luck. If we do uncover something, we are there for our patients and we're passing that ball off to folks that have that area of expertise and who are also unbiased. So that's the common theme. We're unbiased in terms of the blood testing we bring in. Of course, they all have to be FDA approved in clinical trials, but we aren't biased towards one vendor or the next. We want what's right for you. So we are truly patient-centered. And then if we uncover something and people are looking for alternative opinions and, you know, where could I go to get this type of therapy? We engage with partners on both sides of the border and internationally. Another example would be through healing. We believe there's many different ways to heal. And so if individuals are considering, they would be open to hyperbaric, red light therapy, maybe some ozone. In Canada, we're highly regulated in those types of therapies, but we recognize our clients are on the move. So we could say, you know, if you wanted to engage in this type of therapy, we can connect you with a vendor that we know is offering best in class in that space. And we give that handover so that when you show up, you're not saying your name and your allergies and why you're here. That's the most painful part about seeking healthcare services. Is we take all that out, you get the therapy, we get the chart notes back, and then we're sending you blood tests to see if it's actually working. And that's the power of what we do, is we take a holistic approach and a comprehensive approach to uncovering, a interdisciplinary team approach to supporting you throughout the year, and a holistic approach to healing.
Yeah, I love that. It kind of makes me, you used a couple of analogies in there. It made me think of, that's kind of like running the antivirus software on your computer. And, you might see something, you want to put it in quarantine or whatever, and then you have some steps on how to fix and correct it. And, sometimes those are running automatically in the background. In our body, we don't know. I mean, we have our immune system that's doing that, but we don't have a check into it. We don't know what it's actually doing. What you're actually doing is you're being able to scan, determine, verify, is it doing what it's supposed to be doing, and are we on track or not? So that's kind of interesting. I love the implementation of all the various modes and utilization of that global sphere to try to integrate the best in class capacity for the individual, which is really, really wonderful. And so I'm curious, just circling back to kind of the beginning, going from your critical care nursing capacity to meeting the individual who got things up and running here that you mentioned. And so how long has it been that you've been involved with Health Code at this point? And what would you say have been some of the most interesting aspects of getting involved in this unique platform for yourself personally?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I officially joined Health Code just over 2 years ago. It had been up and running, it started at the beginning of the pandemic. So it was more just the individual himself that invested in his family. And then, in order to have something scalable, we had to get accreditation and just ensure all those checks and balances are in place. So I had the pleasure of leading that, foundational work. And it's been great. And then as we bring in new clients, we're seeing, perhaps they're more interested in Lyme disease or they have something going on. So it's been a very methodical and progressive expansion of our services just based on the types of clients that are coming to us. So it's truly boutique and personalized. It has been able, I feel so blessed to have met him because, I always thought there must be a better way. How could people come and how could we detect cancer before it's stage four metastasized? Working in ICU, specifically critical care, cardiac ICU is, they're coming in for triple bypass and then maybe they're coming back again to have stents put in the bypass. Like we didn't fix the underlying plumbing. So where is it? Where is the system failing us? And it's by no means the accountability of the family doctor or any one individual. You know what? We have to take ownership of our health. It's no different than you can't just, if your bank account dwindles to nothing, it's nobody's fault that you didn't invest your money well, right? So it's taking that concept into our health. And so the founder and our mission is really to be able to democratize what we do. And with that, it's being able to create a movement where if we had access to even just a little bit of testing that gave us more insights into our health, maybe we would eat a little bit differently, eat according to our genetics. And being able to just course correct on some of these things, you shouldn't have your medications increase year after year. We should be asking, well, is there a way to get off these meds? Why do I keep adding more meds? How do I get off my medications? Because there's a correlation.
Are these meds that we keep adding interacting with the other ones that we're already using?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I just think of from an athletic standpoint. So, it's for me, I've had the great joy and pleasure of running on the national team and continuing to have great success in an endurance sport. But with that, it may be strange because people think, well, how do you have longevity in a sport when it's a young person's sport? Well, who's to say it's a young person's sport? Same with our health. Oh, you're young, so you have good health. You're older. It's an expected that your knees should be sore and you should start slowing down. No. I say 60, 70, it's the new 40. You know what? There is no social norms about what you should be feeling or what you should be experiencing. I want people to live life on their terms. If they want to heli ski, they want to go out on a boat, they don't want to have to think, oh, wait, can my health? I won't have access to services. Like, should I go on that cruise? Should I be up in the mountains where the satellite phone may not be able to get me emergency services? So I don't want that hesitation. So in order to have that, I need to keep health on my side to know I can trust it. And that brings me back to that annual medical we do. We don't just look for the scary and the bad things. We also celebrate the good things. So we could say, you know what, Richard, you have great joints, you have larger than life lungs, like you got to get out on that hockey rink. And so the type of test that we do also gives us incredible quantifiable data about the health of our body, our spine, our joints, our muscles, our bones. And for me, it provides me reassurance that, okay, I know mentally I have more miles left in me, but my body also has more miles left in me. And it's not at the expense of being able to move 5 years from now. Like, you don't want to do a sport so long that then you can't enjoy life afterwards. So when you think of longevity in the sport, you also want to think like longevity in life.
I think that's interesting. I like how you tied up the importance of in all the testing. Of course, sure, you're going to see the things that need work, or often I think our brain, it says, oh, we're going to go in for some kind of medical testing. The assumption is that the focus is all on what needs to be fixed. Whereas
Yes.
you're also looking at the being intentional and focused on, hey, look at what's already kicking butt. Look at where all this is working really well, and what you've got a great framework to build on to fix these other things. So I think that's a really important distinction, and I'm very glad that you brought that up. So thank you for not only for sharing that, but for thinking that way. As we
I want
know with
people to
what.
be excited about coming in for their annual medical. And it is. It's like this annual check-in. We have this incredible team and it becomes family. And as they get to know you get to know them. And it's like we're a community and we're here for our members. And then they bring in their families and we love taking care of families. We service clients across Canada and the US. And so they're coming out to Vancouver. They're making that effort a lot from a significant number from Ontario. And then our American folks, a lot from New York and then Texas and coming around to California. And so it's all through word of mouth. Health is very personal. So if you're helping somebody with their health, they often say, well, where did you go? And then, oh, health code medical. Oh, I've never heard of that. And oh, well, can they help me with my problem? Yes, because we are this platform that is able to help uncover. And then if we aren't able to do that treatment piece, we can help support you to go to that treatment and then come back and let's see if it's actually worked. So that's quite powerful. And just like what you said, like we want people to be excited about their medical because, hey, we do this test annually called TruAge. So your body may be 50 and the inside of your chronological age is 50, your biological age is 60. Oh my gosh, how's that possible? And then through working with us annually, you'll see that number come down. And we're very excited to and thrilled to be now. We've bumped the person off the leaderboard who's been leading it for many years. One of our clients is now leading the charge in the Rejuvenation Olympics, which is a global test that looks at how much we're able to reverse aging. And reversing aging comes from healing from within.
That's really cool. And I'm curious, like I imagine obviously a lot of that's happening when you're sharing the results of, testing whatever with people, whether it's on a Zoom call virtually or in person. But I just imagine the email goes out and you send them a message and it's got one of those Back to the Future GIF images on it,
Yes.
So anytime I think of time travel, that's what comes up for me. So I think that's really interesting. And so walk me through the process. Someone who's a listener, they want to go ahead and they want to proceed with testing. They reach out, they get on your website, healthcode.ca. They sign up for, an entry level conversation with someone, I would imagine. And then they proceed to booking their first annual set of testing. So walk me through, is that a full day? Is it a half a day? What do we anticipate with that process?
Great question. So yes, if your listeners are saying, you know what, I want to try this out. Like, how is this different? Or, I want to take charge of my health. There's no better time than now. So yes, you would reach us through healthcode.ca, and then that would get pushed. We would and then be able to have that initial conversation. We have two offerings. We have a gold and a platinum program. And the real difference is, you know, people that need to make a significant health transformation just need that extra level. And so we have that platinum offering. And so we have platinum and gold. It is a two-day medical. And people think, how is it 2 days? There's no way I can give you 2 days. Do you know who I am? I sit on all these boards. I'm so busy. But if you can dedicate, it's really a day and a half. If you can dedicate 2 days a year to your health, we promise you that it is worth it, because we need that moment in time to be able to get the blood work, the physical, and the imaging all at the same time, because that's a true picture of your health. It's a window into the inside. And of course, we can't have you run on this treadmill stress test and then doing a brain test, you know, so it has to be methodically laid out. You are warm and welcome. You're warmly welcomed into our clinic. We have private rooms for our clients, and, you know, they get fed throughout the day. And it's a very, you're not staying with us overnight, but it's, you know, very much a nicely laid out experience, so that each person, depending on their age or physical capabilities, we can work at a pace that works for them. Because we are boutique, we have a very limited number of people that come in for a medical per day. So we're not a big volume based business. It's truly personalized. So you could just have your family in for the day, depending on how big your family was that was coming in. Now, in order for that 2 day to be truly personalized and a seamless experience, we do have some steps beforehand, so that we are connecting with you beforehand, getting that health history. So that year one, there's an initial bit of work that needs to be done. But then once you come in for that 2 day, we know you. And then year after year, it's just dialed in. We're dialed in. And then along the way, if we happen to have another pandemic and you get COVID or something happens, we pivot with you. And so we have our members, things happen in life unexpectedly. And I think that's also what makes us different, is we're not married to the goals. We know that your goal is to lose this weight, but you just had this significant life crisis happen. So let's pivot. And what can we do? Because your life has become quite chaotic. And so we pivot with you. And there's no judgment. You don't need to get fit before coming in. We see people from all walks of life and all age groups. And, you know, we are just here to support people's health. From the kid and teenager front, you know, parents are wondering, like, do I need to put my kids on ADHD meds? You know, why are they having different mood instabilities? And we're working so hard to get them into this great university or have them play all these sports. But, you know, if they don't have health on their side, especially good nutrition, then they're not creating a good foundation to ultimately be the leader of tomorrow, or be that professional athlete. So when we think about health through our lens of our kids, we would do anything to make sure that they're healthy. And so we need to role model that as adults and take care of our health, and then take care, of course, of our family's health as well. So we're seeing more and more families come in.
That's really interesting. I love the explanation of all that. And one of the things that really resonated with me is in the description of kind of the facility itself. It really sounds to me like it's the spa of medical testing, I guess, is kind of the description you gave. I don't know if that's on track or not, but you know, that's kind of the vision that
very
I have in my mind.
Homely environment. It's a very nice clinic, and it's but more like, aside from the aesthetics, it's the people. And we know behind anything, it's the people, it's the connections, it's the expertise, it's the relationships. And the team that continues to grow and expand is extraordinary. And we're attracting more clinicians that say, I want to deliver this type of care. I want to be able to have a real impact with patients. I want to be with them year after year. And so with that, when individuals come to us, that is a real differentiator, especially those that are coming from New York. They're flying over many great offerings to come to us. And they've often been going to those offerings for many decades. And so we aren't saying we're better than anyone. We're just different.
And so the difference between, you said gold and platinum, and of course you talked about family as well. Is there a separate family plan, or is it just the gold and the platinum, and it's however many family members you want to stick on gold or platinum? Mm.
Okay, great question. So our adult signature program is gold or platinum. And then we also have a kids and a youth plan. And depending, because we are boutique, depending on how many family members you're bringing in, it's a conversation. Of course, we want to be able to create a package that works for everybody. And then we also have individuals that have family offices, and that's a recruitment strategy. So, okay, we'd like you to come work for our family office. And as a perk, we're offering you this program as part of your compensation. And so we're seeing that, which is quite exciting, as well as individuals gifting the gift of health. And that's very powerful when, you have seen health transformation, and then you're giving that gift to others, and then they can either they renew year after year, or that member continues to support them. So we're seeing this wonderful ripple effect. It's pretty cool.
That's amazing. Well, I don't know if you know this or not. Of course, you certainly know from being a runner that if you're wearing a cape when you're running, it probably would drag you down. It wouldn't help you get the results you're achieving, maybe not a podium finish, but you would look really cool doing it. Well, when you're in the process of helping save people's lives, literally walking them back in time when it comes to health, rejuvenating health, you're showing up as a hero. So thank you for being on our program today. My question for you, Lisa, to kind of close us out here is, who do you specifically most want to be a hero to?
That's a good question. I care deeply. I come from a small town, and so I think that community is it's a community that I want to serve. And so I would love the opportunity for this community to grow and to have and continue to have that impact and that reach. So, I would love to have individuals just be able to have knowledge and awareness, and then they're making those changes and cooking differently or eating differently for their friends and family, and then being able to show up and be engaged and share those moments and create those moments with their friends and family. Or as a leader, you are able to make intentional good decisions for the company and ultimately these people that you employ, because you have your health on your side and you're able to make clear decisions. And so for me, I'd love to mobilize the health of nation, Canada and the US. Our wealth is increasing and our health is decreasing. There's a lot of noise in the space. And a lot of companies are, we're not doing fads. We're just getting to the real brass tacks. We're just getting down to the science of what is going on with you based on where you live. And there are different, like I said, environmental toxins, different things. And specifically, it's, how can I give people this like ownership, which ultimately when you have ownership of your health, you just have the zest for life and you feel like limitless. And so for me, I just feel limitless. I feel like I can enter these next races. I can be on this podium, and I want to take this company to more communities and be able to help more people. And I think it's quite possible.
Well, I love how you stated all that. I appreciate the idea of ownership. And of course, that's a big theme with our clientele and teaching them how to take over the ownership control of the banking function as it relates to their needs for everything that they do financially as they move forward in life, much of which has to do with their health, whether it's the food that they eat, the exercise that they get, the coaching programs they're in, and so on and so forth. So thank you again for being with us, Lisa, and for everyone listening in. This is an opportunity to take control over your health and think about your health as an asset. So just like we talk about your financial assets, where you house them, how you utilize them throughout your lifespan, Nelson Nash, our mentor, would say, you can't take this stuff with you. So, if you got more time on planet Earth to enjoy it, that seems like a pretty darn good deal. And we hope everyone listening in is able to do that for their own life. So thanks again for being with us, Lisa. For everyone watching on YouTube, poof, right there. Go ahead, take a look down below. There's a whole new playlist recommended of some amazing content. We want you to dig through that. Always continue your journey of learning. There's no such thing as having arrived in knowledge.
Thanks for listening to the Wealth Without Bay Street podcast, where your wealth matters. Be sure to check out our social media channels for more great content.
Hit subscribe on your favorite podcast player and be sure to rate the show. We definitely appreciate it. And don't forget to share this episode with someone you care about. Join us on the next episode where we continue to uncover the financial tools, strategies, and the mindsets that maximize your wealth.